Today is Friday, March 6, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I wanted to give a little bit of an update on my life, on our life. So I know I've been complaining a lot about the realtor. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to give an update yet. I am going to read a few emails, Twitters, etc., because I love the contact. So, by the way, just to give an update, because once again, we didn't do anything last night, so I don't really have anything to talk about. Unlike Big Fatty, I'm not retired, so I can't tell you how many steps I took in my nipple walk today. But because I just went to work, like that was it. I went to work, and I don't know if I should tell this story because, okay, there is a story that is going to come up on Big Fatty Online, and you guys should all subscribe to Big Fatty Online because I called his voicemail right after it happened because it was so podcast worthy. But because it's going to be on Big Fatty's show, I'm not going to tell it on here because I want everyone to go and subscribe to Big Fatty Online. And when he gets around to playing my voicemail, you'll actually have that. But I want to read some contacts. So first off, I'll say I got an email from Sam, and occasionally I like to read her emails. So she says she's all caught up, and she says she's sorry that I got sent to a gay conversion camp. Now, Sam, I want to tell you that that was my choice. They didn't even offer it to me. Like, my parents didn't come to me and say, hey, Adam, we want you to go to this thing. I called my parents and said, I want to go somewhere and I want to get help. My parents have done plenty of things that I'm not happy with, but they didn't even suggest that to me. That was like totally my idea. I said, we need to find a place. I need help. So that was me. Now, that was from all of my, you know, guilt-ridden upbringing, but still. And then it was completely my choice. And as soon as I wanted to come home, like after I got homesick, they came and got me immediately. So I don't really blame them for that. That was my idea. She says, second, my life, my business, you were grown and out of the house. He had no business complaining. This is about the webcam modeling stuff at all. And certainly not while you were at work. I'm a parent and I would never have called a child at work for any reason, much less something so frivolous. For pity's sake, webcam is the safest sex work there is, too. So, yeah, I mean, I don't remember if it was like after work hours and I had stayed late. I just remember answering the phone and I was literally at work, like walking around the halls at work, talking to my stepdad. And he was telling me how my mom was in bed crying because she had she didn't see the photos, thank God, but she was crying because of it. And then she says, it's good that y'all have game nights, though. And she's heard about Pinochle. My husband can play Pinochle, but I've never played it. But I've only ever played it twice, both times in college and sober, but up past 3 a.m., so net memory near zero. There's bidding and melding, then playing, I think. Yeah, you get cards, and then you have a partner, and you're trying to, just like poker or anything else, you're trying to make certain runs, marriages, yada, yada, yada. A pinochle is a queen of spades, jack of diamonds. You have a double pinochle, which is two jack of diamonds, two queen of spades. But anyway, yeah, and you're playing with a partner and you do bid and you don't know what each other have. So you pass back and forth at the beginning of the round and yada, yada. And you try to make these things and then you get points and and stuff. And it's a fun game, actually. And Sam says, have you ever heard of euchre? And I've heard the name, but I didn't know that it was similar to pinochle. So I've never played it, though. And she says, as for the realtor, yes, get a new one. Or, you know, don't. You wouldn't need one. Not yet, anyhow. You two can get pre-approval process on your own anytime. Talk to your regular bank and see if they do mortgages and or call up big names like Citibank. Then start looking at places within comfortable margin of all the pre-app all on your own. And she also agreed on location and then said that she started watching Survivor, but didn't get through all of it, so she still has to watch it. So now I'm going to go ahead and talk about the realtor. So the realtor did email us back finally, and we met Sunday, remember? So it hasn't been quite a week, but we did not follow up with her. I was going to follow up with her this afternoon, and she actually did email back, and she said, just checking in, it was so much fun for myself, I'm not going to give names, and my assistant, to meet with you last week. We are early in the game, but we both feel that it is a perfect, it's perfect simply because we'll have more flexibility when it comes to a new build versus resale, and even enough time to find new areas that you will really dig and focus our energies on those locations. As mentioned, the process will typically work like this. One, pre-qualification, and she gave us names of a couple of people. And then two, after pre-qualification, we'll determine the most comfortable price range for you guys, and then we can explore a few subdivisions and figure out maybe if a new build or resale makes sense. Anyway, so I'm going to email her back. I really like the email. She did give us the information she said she was going to give us. It was a little bit longer than I thought it should have taken. However, I think it was a really professional email, and we did not follow up, so she did it all on her own. And I was impressed with her when we met with her. I think she really knows what she's talking about. My stepfather also texted me and gave me a name of a mortgage person that he has been doing business with for years and years and years. And so we're going to have a few options. I guess we're going to get two or three different pre-approvals going. The only thing I'm concerned about is like the credit checks but we do want to see like who's going to give us the best terms, the closing cost situation, like we want to see what the fees are going to be and all that kind of stuff and who we're going to enjoy working with. So the realtor suggested we look at 2 to 3. So she gave us 2 and my stepfather gave me 1. So I think we're going to talk to all 3 of them and just see like who's going to give us the best deal. And with the Fed just lowering interest rates, I think interest rates on houses are going to be like super low right now. So I think it's pretty good timing for us. Anyway, so there's that. I also got an email from Greg and he says, thanks for sharing your story last week about the webcam fiasco. Whoever contacted your parents was a total asshole. People can be so lame sometimes. You were right about iFriends. It closed shop a few years ago after a 20-year run. So many free cam sites popped up, and I believe they killed off some of the pay-per-view ones. Hope you have a great Friday. I had a fantastic Friday, Greg. Thank you. Just working, doing my product owner stuff. So thanks for your email. And then Mike Perry, Mr. Mike, who I'm sure is going to come to New Orleans again this year because he always does. He says, I was listening to your show. You mentioned that you had watched a whole day of YouTube. I'm subscribed to Linus Tech Tips, have been watching him for years and years. He's also from Vancouver. Mike, do you find him to be cute? Because I find him to be really cute. But he also knows a lot about technology, and all the videos look very professional. Some of the like technical ones, like especially the developer videos, like how-to videos and stuff like that for developer type stuff, are very like not professional. And you know, a lot of times they don't even have audio at all. Like, I don't know if you've ever been looking for like development type stuff on YouTube, but literally like they'll be clicking around on their screen and they'll have a little notepad up in the corner where they're typing words that you have to read as you go along. It's like, oh my God. Anyway, I really like how professional his stuff is. It's great. I'm going to pattern my videos more after him. I'm going to get a teleprompter and or like one of those teleprompter things that you can put your iPad in and then, you know, look so you're looking at the camera. I'm doing all this planning in my head, and who knows if I will ever do any of this stuff, but that's my plan. And I don't know if I'm sticking to it, but I'm excited about at least planning. I'm a big planner. I don't have a lot of follow through. I mean, I usually buy all the technology and then don't do whatever it is that I was. So, you know, I've already got a camera, but I'll be buying a teleprompter. I'll get extra hard drives for my network attached storage, so I have more storage for my video. I'll get extra lights and all that for the video, and then I'll record like 2 videos and then stop. Hopefully that's not what happens, but we'll see. He says, I don't know if you're looking for other YouTube recommendations. I also enjoy the Jimmy Duresta channel. He makes stuff. Anything and everything. Well, I'm going to look at it, Mike. Mark and I occasionally, a lot of times we're looking for really light stuff, like especially late at night, right before we go to bed, or On Saturdays, you know, if we don't really want to do a binge of Grey's Anatomy or something, we just want something simple to watch, we'll watch Bon Appetit videos or Pokemon Go YouTube people. And so, yeah, I'm always looking for YouTube recommendations. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Everyone, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.